Latin Radio.
Well, if we ever have to sort of go and get some legal advice, I suppose we have to stop in our shoes a little bit and think, oh, gosh, what is it going to cost me? You know, it sounds all very intimidating. Well, we're going to find out from Karen Finch, who is the founder and CEO of Legally Yours, just a few ideas on what we should consider when we go along to a lawyer if there is absolutely no choice. They do a great job, by the way. Karen, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Jenny. It's great to be back on the show.
I'm very good. Thank you very much. You know, this is really an interesting point, and it is very daunting. There's no two ways about it. The legalities of any problem that people have to face is overwhelming, and you just don't know where to start because you've got the emotional attachment for the reason you're going as well, haven't you?
Absolutely, you do. And we recognise as a legal industry that it is a very vulnerable transaction. It doesn't actually even matter if it's perhaps not even a, say, a personal issue, even if it's something to do with your business. Mm. There is a sort of a certain level of vulnerability. And, you know, we really talk about in the legal industry through Legally Yours, which is our online legal marketplace, about the real importance that what lawyers really do for clients is they give them peace of mind. And the ability to sleep well at night, and that's what lawyers should be doing.
At what point do you think people should get legal? I know that it's a bit of an open question, I suppose, but at what point do you think they should get legal advice when there's nowhere else to turn, do you think, or they could see things are getting worse?
I would say as early as possible. And often I talk to clients and communities about this gut feeling that you have when you sort of know that something's not right and that perhaps you do need to get legal advice. And part of the problem we've found as a legal industry is often clients come to lawyers way too late. Often by then there's little that they can do to help them with different sort of courses that they could take or legal ramifications they could take. So I would say as soon as possible. And I think part of that fear around engaging lawyers when they should is pricing and costs. And I think a lot of people second guess going because they think it's going to cost too much or all of a sudden costs will blow out.
With the situation with the pandemic, Karen, you know, with a lot of businesses are feeling threatened and not quite knowing what to do, maybe the rents are too high and they would like to sort of try and, you know, come to some agreement with the landlord, or there could be somebody that they feel they've been treated incorrectly as far as a person that works for a company or something like that. Do you think they should get advice? I mean, at the moment, everything's pretty rigid, isn't it?
Look, it is, but I mean, we've had, I guess, the benefit in a tragic way. I'm based here in Victoria, and we've had all of that certainly over the last couple of years with all the lockdowns we've had. We've been encouraging business owners and small business owners in particular to get their trusted legal advisor and speak to them as soon as possible in these circumstances, because the earlier the legal intervention, or at least the earlier that you have the legal information and the knowledge, the better you can tackle it, even if it's not necessarily getting the lawyer involved at that stage, but at least understanding what your rights are and how you can actually proceed along is really, really super important.
It makes a lot of difference. You're absolutely right. Karen, I guess the first thing is knowing, because you're not obviously in touch with a lawyer on a weekly or a monthly basis normally, finding a lawyer and knowing what to look for when you do go along to a lawyer.
Absolutely. So there are some things that we really are quite passionate about here at Legally Yours that we want all clients to be asking their lawyers, whether they're through our marketplace or not. But our number one is whether they can fix their fees. So finding out whether on their website, or you can go to a legal marketplace like ours, which actually only lists lawyers who fix their fees. The reason that's really important is that you don't want to go to a lawyer, have that a consultation with them, and then all of a sudden, a couple of weeks later, get an invoice and think, well, hold on, I wasn't realised I was being charged. I didn't know it was this hourly rate. And often that's the reason why the legal industry has had such a bad rap and a bad reputation, is because everyone has that story of, my friend went to see a lawyer and all of a sudden they got an invoice for $5,000 and they didn't know what it was for. Mm. So asking them up front and finding out front if they can fix their fees is really important. And I'd like to communicate to everyone listening, lawyers, no matter what area of law, can actually fix their fees.
Can they?
And say, yes, they can, whether it's family law or litigation. If they say they can't, then perhaps come into a marketplace like ours and you'll find one that can.
Karen, I'm not quite sure how they can do that. You'd know better than me, obviously, how they can, in case things don't work out in a very smooth way, that they may have to spend more time on it, or things can pop up and change things.
Well, the way that we talk about it is just like any other professional service. Lawyers have the expertise and experience to deal with any situation. So even though you as a client might think, this is the first time I've been through a separation or a business dispute, so I'm not quite sure how it's going to go, a lawyer who has really good experience knows exactly how it's going to go.
Okay.
There might be multiple pathways that it could go down, and that's the responsibility of the lawyer to communicate the costs and fix them around those different pathways. So that you at the beginning know exactly where you're going.
Oh, that would be just a godsend, actually. It's interesting because you did point out that they are often, legal services are using an outdated model from the 70s.
Absolutely, they are. Actually, it was probably a little bit later than that. So billable hours and billable units were introduced in Australia in about the early 1980s, late 1970s. And it's interesting because I think as a society, we think and expect that lawyers can't tell us how much their fees are. Mm. However, prior to the billable hour model, lawyers, you would go and see a high street lawyer or a local lawyer and you'd say, I'd like this legal service, and they would tell you what the price was. So it's actually kind of returning to a traditional model prior to the billable hours, and that's what we're really passionate about here at Legally On.
Is it widespread already, do you think?
It's getting widespread, which is the really positive news. You know, I've been working in this industry talking about the change of billable hour model to a fixed fee model for the last 7 years. We've built a whole marketplace around it. We've built education and support services around it because we're really passionate about changing it.
Yeah.
Because what we know is that if you can get people over the fear of price and cost, what it actually means is people are getting early legal intervention sooner. They're getting to that lawyer. We know it's better for the lawyer because they can obviously have more clients, but also it's better for them because they know how to budget, they know how to run matters, and it's actually a lot healthier.
Look, that makes so much sense. It really does. Can I just ask you, Karen, if it is the first appointment that you do make to see them and you need to ask the lawyer to tell you, you know, to advise which way to go down the track, is that very costly, the first appointment, if you don't decide to go ahead?
Yeah, so some lawyers, each sort of lawyers do it different ways. At Legally Yours, we ask all of our lawyer members to give a free initial consultation, which is usually around that sort of half an hour mark.
Yeah,
that should be enough for the lawyer to be able to go, okay, I've got a real understanding of what your problem is. Let me go back. Let me, you know, work out those pathways and I can provide you with the fixed costs for you to then make that decision on whether to progress forward.
Yeah, it's just, I think that first one is very important for people to feel comfortable, know if they're getting through to the person. You know, you have to sort of connect, don't you, a little bit?
Absolutely you do, because the communication fit, as you mentioned at the onset of this interview, that vulnerability and that ability to find a really trusted relationship with your lawyer is imperative, and it's really key in that relationship. So if it's not the right communication fit, then I'd suggest, you know, moving on. There's a wonderful new platform, and full disclosure, I am a director of this company too, but it's called ProHelp Legal Australia, and it's a video connection platform for lawyers and clients. And what it enables you to do is almost speed date lawyers on a video conference. So you can book a couple, you can have 15-minute consults with them. You can look at them through the camera. You don't have to travel anywhere. You can see them. You can basically then make a decision. Did I feel comfortable with that lawyer? Did I like the way that we spoke? Did we have a good energy?
Good idea.
And you haven't wasted time travelling and sitting in law firm offices waiting for lawyers to go and see you.
And just give us that again. How do people get in touch with that?
So it's called prohelplegalaustralia.com.au. Sorry, prohelplegal.com.au.
Okay, got that, if people want. Is there a cost involved in that?
No, that's completely free.
Oh, there you go. That's great. We've got that information here. Now, communication is another huge thing. If, you know, you're going through anxiety with this particular situation that you're having to go through, business or personal or whatever, you're just waiting to hear something, aren't you, from your lawyer that you've chosen to go with. Do we need to know how often they would communicate with you?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's a really important question to ask in that sort of initial consultation. I'm here to really say to clients that if lawyers are a customer service-based industry and they should be providing customer service to you in a way that fits with your communication style as well. So don't be afraid to say to them, you know, look, I prefer email. Can you email me at least once a week to let me know exactly, you know, what's going on, even if there's no update? Now, obviously, the added benefit, if you've got a lawyer that's fixed their fees, they'll include that communication as part of their fixed fees. So you're not having to worry that every time you pick up the phone or every time you sort of get to their voicemail, they're charging you a billable unit, which, again, is why fixed fees are so important.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering too, because every time you called them, if you were a bit anxious, you hadn't heard, they charge you for that. If they send an email, they used to charge for that sort of thing. But once you, like, and they're not going to know how often they're going to communicate, so they've got to average it out, I guess.
Absolutely. And look, as I said as well in this interview, is that, you know, this might be the first time you've experienced this legal situation in your life as the client, but the lawyer has years of experience around it. So they know how these things can go. They should, you know, be able to factor in that correspondence. And if you've made them aware about your own communication requirements, they can modify those quotes for those as well.
Okay. Well, you've made everyone feel a little bit more confident, Karen, because I think possibly they've felt a little bit intimidated sometimes in the first meeting, because the lawyers know much more than perhaps they do as well.
Well, and that's a really good point too, Jenny, because if you've got a lawyer that you feel you can't understand and has made you feel a little bit fearful and sort of a bit like a, you know, you're a bit silly, don't go to them. Lawyers have a responsibility to really educate their clients on legal matters.
Yeah.
And they have a responsibility to build, you know, really good relationships with their clients. You know, I often say, Jenny, to lawyers, you know, you can be the best lawyer with the best legal expertise and the best legal knowledge, but if you don't have clients, you're just a smart person sitting on your own in the office. So they have a responsibility to really educate their clients and build those relationships. And as I said, I'm really proud of the lawyers that we work with at Legally Yours, because that's one of the criteria we vet them on,
is
their communication style.
That's very, very true. And make sure that they don't just speak in legal speak, that they speak in a way that everyone understands.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. Good on you, Karen. Thank you very much as always.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you. That was Karen Finch from Legally Yours. 100.1 FM, Curtain Radio.